Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Nature of Eternal Life. Those born of God actually share in His life. Only God inherently has eternal life, but in salvation, He shares His eternal life with us as believers. This means two things. It means quantity of life going forward, and it means quality of life. All people are created in God's image, and therefore all have eternal existence in one form or another. However, the lost are never said to have eternal life. Rather, they will experience eternal death. Having eternal life means enjoying God's life forever. Matthew 25:46 says, "And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This verse shows that both eternal punishment in hell and eternal life in heaven are both eternal. The same word eternal is used in reference to both. But note that eternal punishment is the exact opposite of eternal life. Only the righteous have eternal life. John 6:47, Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." Psalm 16:11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Jesus did not promise us temporary life, but rather everlasting life. By its very nature, if you have everlasting life, it cannot end. To lose everlasting life would, by its very definition, mean you never had it. Something that is everlasting never ends. To share in God's everlasting life is to share in it forever. And note that Psalm 16 brings out that God's path of life involves the quality of life in His presence, where there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. When one is born of God, they become a whole new creation with a whole new nature that is wed to the Holy Spirit. This is what the Bible means by being born again. Nowhere does the Bible teach that a person can be unborn. This is neither possible in the physical realm nor in the spiritual realm. Once we are God's children, we are His children forever. We can be disobedient children, in which case God, our Father, will faithfully discipline us to build holiness into our lives, Hebrews 12. In extreme cases, a believer may commit a sin unto death, in which God prematurely takes His child home to heaven. But they cannot lose their salvation. Once saved, always saved. In Christ, every believer is eternally secure. Yes, we can lose our rewards, but not our salvation. Let's talk about the nature of grace. In keeping with our salvation, if salvation depended upon human works, then we could never be certain of our salvation. As one preacher said, if you could lose your salvation, you would. However, since it depends entirely upon God's grace, it is certain that you won't. Grace refers to God's unmerited favor. It's the gift of God. Jesus' payment on the cross for all our sin was all of grace. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. This was purely God's loving favor that forever made a full and satisfactory payment for all sin. Above all, the gospel we preach is a gospel of grace. It's based on what Jesus in grace did for us on the cross. Our security is based purely upon the grace of God alone. Romans 11:6, "But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace." Ephesians 2:8-9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Based upon the finished cross work of Christ, on the promise of God, on the nature of eternal life, and on the nature of grace, the salvation of every believer is eternally secure. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.